compañero Anu.
I saw Pastor Bere. Where is he seated? Okay, there he is. God bless you.
Pastor Bere vakagaram katum. Mari vaguru bafazi.
With his wife from Mashingo.
Namudzimai wavo vakumashingo.
Welcome you tonight.
Tinogamuchirai manheru ano.
Not so sure if there is any other person.
Tizive kana pane mumwe.
Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Maybe we can rise to our feet.
Ngatisimukei patsoka dzedu.
We're going to open the book of Genesis chapter 6.
Isu tichavhura bhuku yedu kuna Genesis chitsauko 6.
We'll read from verse 5.
Tichaverenga kubva kundima 5.
The Bible says,
Bhaibheri rinoti,
and God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Zvino Jehovha vakaona kuti kuipa kwevanhu kwakanga kuri kukuru panyika, nendangariro dzavo dzokufunga kwemwoyo dzakanga dzakangoipa bedzi nguva yose.
And it repented the Lord that he had made men on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Jehovha akazvidemba pamusoro pokuita kwake kusika vanhu panyika, akava neshungu kwazvo mumwoyo wake.
And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
Jehovha akati, ndichaparadza vanhu vandakasika ndivabvise panyika, ivavo vanhu nemhuka nezvinokambaira neshiri dzedenga, nokuti ndinozvidemba kuti ndakazviitirei.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Asi Noah wakawana nyasha pamberi paJehovha.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take our seats.
Daishe varopafadza kuverenga shoko ravo tichigara hedu pasi.
What a situation we find in the Bible.
Chimiro chakadi chatinoona muBhaibheri ichi.
That God is saying,
Mwari vari kuti,
it repenteth me that I have made man.
Ndiri kuzvidemba kuti ndakasikirei munhu.
The reason was,
chikonzero changa chiri chekuti,
every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil.
Mufungiro wemoyo yake wakanga wakaipa nguva dzose.
Continually.
Nguva dzose.
So all the time somebody was just thinking evil.
Nguva dzese munhu aingofunga zvakaipa chete.
And it then made God to say, why did I even create man in the first instance?
Zvakatozosvitsa Mwari pakuti akademba kuti ndambosikirei vanhu, ndakambovasikirei pakutanga.
But in the midst of that,
asi pakati pezvese izvi,
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah akawana nyasha pamberi paJehovha.
So tonight we just want to talk about this grace which was then ascribed to Noah.
Tinoda kutaura pamusoro penyasha idzi dzakapiwa kuna Noah.
Amazing grace.
Tsitsi dzinoshamisa.
Hallelujah. So I also want to believe,
ini ndoda kutenda manheru ano,
Noah was also part of these people who was thinking evil continually.
Noah anga ari chikamu chevanhu ava vaingova nemurangariro wanga wakaipa nguva dzose.
But that being the case though,
nyangwe anga ariwo mamiriro acho,
he found grace in the eyes of God.
Iye akawana nyasha pamberi paJehovha.
So when we are talking of amazing grace,
hatinotaura pamusoro petsitsi dzinoshamisa.
We are not talking of something that you have done to merit it.
Hatisi kutaura pamusoro pechimwe chinhu chawaita chinoita kuti ukodzere.
It is when you are thinking of evil continually, like what these people were doing, that God will come and say, this one, he has found favor in my sight.
Panguva iyoyo kuti vanhu vanga vane mindangariro yakaipa, ndipapo Mwari panouya kuti uyu ndamuwanira nyasha.
So when we are talking of amazing grace, my brother, my sister,
patinotaura pamusoro penyasha dzinoshamisa, hama hanzvadzi,
it's not him that willeth or him that runneth, but it's God that showeth mercy.
Haisiri uyo anoda kana unomhanya, asi Mwari anopa nyasha.
Sometimes no wonder why some People, when we talk of predestination, they then say, no, is God fair?
Zvino patinotaura musoro pekufano temera unonzwa vanhu vakuti ah ko Mwari wacho ndimaenzanisa here.
Romans chapter 9, the Bible says,
Varoma chitsauko 9 Bible rinoti,
verse 12, it was said unto her, the elder shall save the younger.
Zvakataurwa kwaari kuti mukuru uchashumira mudiki.
When God says something, no matter what you can do, no matter how you protest, no matter even if you go on strike, it will not change anything.
Mwari vakataura chimwe chimwe, nyange ukazvipikisa kana ukatoenda mugwagwa uchipopota kwazvo, hazvina zvinomboshanduka panyaya iyoyo.
If the Bible says the elder shall save the younger, period.
Kana Bhaibheri rakati mukuru uchashumira mudiki, zvatopera zvakadaro.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, period.
Sekunyorwako zvakaita kuti Jacobu ndakada, Esau ndakavenga, zvaperera ipapo.
God does not even consult anyone.
Mwari havana munhu anofanira kubvunzira.
Whatever he says, that's the absolute.
Zvavatotaura izvozvo ndo mhedziso.
Indeed, if he declared, Jacob have I loved, even if you don't like Jacob, but as long as God said, I love Jacob, that's it.
Mwari akatotaura, nyangwe iwe usingadi Jacob, asi Mwari kana achitongoda Jacob chete, hapana zvaungazviti.
Verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
Ko tichati kudiniko, mune here kusarurama muna Mwari, toti haisha.
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
It doesn't matter, brother. Even if people don't look at, if they look at you, they look at your face and say you are ugly, but as long as God say, I love you, that settles it.
Zvisinei kuti vanhu vakakutarisa vobva vatotya nechiso chako kana Mwari vachikuda chete zvatopera.
Haleluya. What is important is what God says.
Chakakosha ndechiri kutaurwa naMwari.
Haleluya.
Amen.
Just walk in the will of the Lord.
Chingofamba mukuda kwaMwari chete.
So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Naizvozvo zvino hazvizi uyo anoda kana uyo anomanya, asi Mwari anoratidza nyasha.
No wonder why we sing mercy rewrote my life.
Ndochikonzero tichiimba rwiyo rwekuti nyasha dzakanyora patsva upenyu hwangu.
We were born in sin, shaped iniquity.
Takaberekwa muchivi tikaumbwa mukusarurama.
Some of us we were condemned.
Vazhinji vedu tanga takatopomerwa, takarashwa.
Written off.
Takarashwa kure.
You know, people at our workplaces, we have got accounts.
Unoziva vanhu vekumabasa kwedu kune accounts.
We have debtors, people who borrow.
Tine vanhu vanokwereta, vakwereti.
At the end of the financial year, sometimes you write off to say, no, this debt never will it going to be paid off.
Panopera gore motozoona kuti ah, apa hapana chichauya apa.
Some of you people were written off in the places where you're living, because the life you were living, it was just contrary to the word of God. But when grace came, it didn't matter what people were saying. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I'm not looking at what you can do or what you are going to do, my brother, my sister. We are just looking at the grace of God. Imagine like at a dump pit. Maybe you might even be holding your nose, because that's exactly what happens on a dump pit. So many glasses there, so dirty they are. But this person just looks at this very dirty one. cast his eyes on that one and say, I want that very dirty glass. He picked it up. He cleaned it. Put a disinfectant. This I want it for my service. It doesn't matter what other glasses in the down pit will say. They can complain and say, we were together at the down pit. But as long as the master has taken that glass and cleaned it, he has the sovereignty of using it to his own will. I don't care what the devil wants, why to impute sin on you. As long as the righteous God, he went on the cross of Calvary for you to die for you, to give you the grace. As long as you can accept that grace, my brother, no devil will have a claim on you. Praise be the name of the Lord. In the message, hear ye him. The prophet says, that's the way men try to do today, is to merit their salvation. There is not one thing you can do about it. It's all amazing grace. So we are talking about amazing grace. It is grace which is amazing. You cannot understand it, my brother, my sister. Imagine somebody who is condemned, ready to die, and you receive grace. That's exactly what is going to happen, my brother, my sister. The devil will come and say, this brother is a liar. This brother is a thief. This sister, whom we are calling a sister, is a prostitute. She is supposed to go to hell. But the prophet says, God, our Father, when he's sitting on the judgment seat, after the prosecutor, the devil, and all his witnesses have finished whatever accusations they have on you, our Lord Jesus Christ, our barrister, our lawyer, will then just come. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Remember, we have a fair advantage. Our lawyer,
our
barrister, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is also the Son. Oh, brother, my issue about son and father again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A son has no boundaries. He can even put his hands in the pocket, which might be against the rules of the courts. If the prosecutor comes, he is charged. But our barrister, the son, can just approach his father on the judgment seat. Hallelujah. He would some say, Father, yes, this sister is supposed to go to hell. This brother is also supposed to go to hell. But Father, did you ever heard of what is called amazing grace? Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's why I left I went on Calvary. To die for this, my brother. To die for this, my sister. That is amazing grace. Take amazing grace, my brother, tonight. Accept it in the name of Jesus Christ. No condemnation will be brought by the devil. Because you will have accepted the grace which is amazing. Oh, talk of amazing grace, my brother. It is such a privilege. Just you sitting here tonight. Nothing which you did to merit you sitting on that very chair. Some people, the prophet will say, will get blind just gazing at the sun because they believe the sun is a god. But yourself, you know better because grace hit, knocked at the door of your salvation. The prophet says, in the message, the law of all grace, paragraph 39, he says, in India last week, there were people come that was totally blind, looking at the sun trying to find peace for their soul. That's human nature. We always want to find peace for our soul. But if there is no grace, you do it the wrong way. The prophet even says some people are sincere, but they are sincerely wrong. Some of them with their fingernails crawled up to the back of their hands like that, trying to find peace for their soul. Said they will never take their hand down, head it up for 40 years trying to find peace. Others with their feet bent off of them nearly when they'd walked through hot coals. I'm sure this one you know, even in our continent, yeah? The reason to try to find peace, to appease their gods. You could also be doing the same thing, my brother, my sister. Some of you maybe could have also done it. But praise be the name of the Lord. Amazing grace found you. Now you can dress properly. You know the type of food to eat, the type of clothes to wear, even the right type of places to go. It is the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says again, in the same message, paragraph 56, where does life lay? Life lays in the blood. Blood is the life. And that's the only man that could bleed the right kind of blood. Because he was God's own blood. And he bled the blood that redeemed you and I. And our salvation lays in Christ Jesus. What he did for us at Calvary. Listen to this one now. No matter how low we get, how immoral we get, how polluted we get, when we look at Calvary with a true heart and confess our sins there on Calvary, that settles it. That settles it. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We have to accept To say the Lord died for me on the cross of Calvary. That's when you are accepting the grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at even people from the Old Testament. Under the laws of bulls and goats. They could do wonders. Shadow it was. So how much more us? Yes, we are no longer under the shadow. The real thing, the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart. If Daniel could do them exploits, if Moses could say, these Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more forevermore. The Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. In the Old Testament. Daniel's too. Oh, brother, if they could do that, how much more ourselves, brother and sister? You accepted the grace. Remember, that grace constrained the Lord Jesus Christ to leave heaven, to come to die for you on the cross of Calvary. I'll just read this one. The prophet says,
on
paragraph 62, he says, if the law could produce that, what ought the reality of the blood of Jesus Christ? When a dead letter will do that, what ought the resurrecting strength and power and spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ produce? When they were taking the Lord Jesus Christ to crucify him, he could have called the angels from heaven to help him. At first sound, the angels will come and help him. But why did he not do it? Because of the grace. Because he wanted to usher in grace to you, grace to my brother, grace to my sister, so that you could live a righteous life. I'm just trying to save our time to say if I read all this thing, will we be on time? So just do hop, skip, and jump. In the message, the law or grace, the prophet says, no wonder he was the priceless price of heaven. No wonder he was the king of all kings. He submitted himself in the hands of sinful men to beat and to spit on and bruised and hung on the cross and die. When he was standing there, someone, I could call my father and he sent 10 legions of angels. But my kingdom is not of this world. And there, them crowds said, away with him, away with him. Why didn't he turn around and say, away with you? He could also have said the same thing. Remember, they were saying, away with him. He could also have said something on the contrary to say, away with you as well. Here is the reason he couldn't, friends. Them was his own children. He knew, yes, they were going to crucify him. But he could not revile back because they were his children. To think of a man's children crying for their daddy's blood. If my children was railing for my blood, there is nothing else I could say. He refused to do it. He lost his child, his very creation, his human beings. All that was what was calling for his blood. Could you imagine children calling for their father's blood? That's the reason he couldn't say no. If he said no, they were lost. I will die freely for my children. And any other father would. Look what he was, his own children crying for his blood. And the justice of the law required blood. And the blood of sheep wouldn't do it. The blood of goats wouldn't do it. The blood of cattle wouldn't do it. But the blood of God himself had to do it. That is grace. And remember, he did not die for everybody. He only died for those people who were going to accept that grace. So tonight, my brother, my sister, if you are going to accept Calvary, you have to accept the grace of God. And that God was made flesh, lived here on earth. That great thundering person on top of Mount Sinai was here in flesh then. Then he cleansed the way that he could come and live in your heart. Now that same spirit that thundered from Mount Sinai is living in the human heart tonight. That ought to set every heart jumping. To realize that same spirit that thundered on Mount Sinai is in your very own heart. Praise be the name of the Lord. And when you accept grace, God don't see you, but he sees the blood of the Lamb. So when he looks from heaven, his dwelling place, when you accept that grace, he will not see you, your sins, because it will be covered by the blood of the Lamb. The prophet says, I hope you see it. It isn't whether you are good enough to be a Christian or not. It's whether he was good enough. If God accepted him and his blood makes an atonement, God don't see you. He sees the Lamb. Oh my.
You
were hell bound, my brother, my sister. I was hell bound, my brother, my sister. But when grace reached out for you and for me, you no longer the same person. Even the prophet, he says, that was me. He said, William Branham, no good.
Hanzi William Branham, hapana chanobatsira.
Not fit to live.
Hana kutombokodzera kurarama.
Worthy to go to hell.
Akakodzera kuenda gehena.
Born in a sinful family.
Akaberekerwa mumhuri yevatadzi.
Raised a sinner.
Akakura ari mutadzi.
Not good at all.
Pana kana chinombobatsira changa chiri pa.
I'm sure you can even see yourself there, my brother, my sister.
Unoona iwewe muchimiro ichocho.
I'm seeing myself in this court.
Inini ndirikuzviona muchinokorwa ichi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not one sound part about me.
Hapana kana chinhu chiri pandiri chinonzi chinogutsa.
But one day,
asi rimwe zuva,
I accepted.
Ndakagamuchira.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
When God looked down on Christ,
Mwari pavakatarira pana Kristu,
and Christ took my place.
Kristu ndokutora nzvimbo yangu.
Then God don't see me.
Mwari haachaona inini.
He sees the perfect one.
Vakuona iye akakwana.
Then as long as I am here in him, then I am perfected. Not in myself, in him, not my perfection. I don't have any. You don't have any. But it is his perfection. We have God's perfection. Therefore, Jesus didn't make a mistake when he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And how could a human being be perfect? He could be perfect by his perfect faith, resting in him, saying, he paid the price for me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
Jesus akabhadhara chese.
All to him I owe.
Ndinopira upenyu hwangu hwangu.
Sin had left a crimson stain.
Chivi changa chaisa.
He washed it white as snow.
Iye akachigeza akachichenesa sechando.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just give a clap offering to the Lord. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. Unmerited
favor.
The devil can never, under any circumstance, take it away from you.
Sataniga, nyango zvinhu zvikanzi zvamira si, haana paanogona kutorera favor iyoyo.
And when you accept that grace,
it
should therefore give you the hunger and thirst after righteousness to feed, to eat on God's word. The prophet tells a story. It's a length reading, but I think we can make it. He says, it reminds me of a farmer. The farmer had a barn. And he had a good farming implements. He had farm with their tractors and everything. But he was too lazy to farm. I'm sure we've got a lot of our spiritual implements. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure we are not going to be like this lazy farmer. They will just let his place grow up in weeds. And when fall come, the only thing he will do is to cut the weeds and put in his barn. And there was another farmer. He didn't have much nice looking barn. He was a smart man. And he got out, he was industrious. He would work because he wanted to feed his stock. And he harvested some good clover and alfalfa and you put them in the barn. In both farms, there was a little calf born each year. Muru, yes. Yeah, Muru. Yes, I corrected him. That's nice. And when the little calf over in the other barn,
yet
be fed on weeds, but it's a nice, beautiful barn. And the other little calf didn't have much of the barn, but he had something to eat. That put me in my mind some of these little old churches. Looks at his big, great, big, tall, aspiring places, you know, with $1,000 pipe organs, thousands,
cement
and flush seats and everything. So, but there is anything to eat? Is there anything to eat? That's the next thing. You get in some little old mission somewhere, you find a whole lot in there, you know, some spiritual vitamins. God has got them for you to help you, your spirit up a little. That's the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. If you want pep up the church, there's nothing that will. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word. When I hear Jesus died for me, I say, that settles it. Glory to God. I am safe now because I am in Him. He accepted me, that's right. He chose me. He chose you. Every one of you in here that's a Christian, Jesus chose you. It's your right, it's yours. All right. He took you in. So, brother and sister, we have to feed on those vitamins. The farm implements that we have, there are so many, you won't finish them. You can even borrow or lend it to your next door neighbor, and they will bring forth after its kind. And tonight, when we talk of that, we're talking about the grace of God. Grace has to be accepted. I'm sure you know the story the prophet tells us, wherein he says a pardon is only a pardon if that pardon has been accepted. If you don't accept the pardon, yes, you face the consequences. The prophet tells us a story of the man who was arrested, put in prison. And then his friend, because he loved him, went to beg Abraham Lincoln. And he begged on him to say, my friend, he's put in prison. He's going to be fired, or he's going to be killed through a firing squad. Will you pardon him? And as a Christian president, he pardoned him.
Lincoln akamuregerera.
He just wrote on a paper to say, yes, he is pardoned. And gladly the friend took that paper and went to the prison, the guy or the friend who was in prison, and told him to say, now you are a free man, you are not going to die. But But this friend who was arrested, who was in prison, he thought he was making scorn or he was making fun of him. He said, how could a whole president just scribble on a piece of paper? I'll just read a little bit of that. But this is the president's signature.
Paragraph 31.
You are pardoned. And he turned back and walked away. And the man died under the firing squad. And then here, a release from Abraham Lincoln, the President of the United States, to release him. Yet they shot him. So it was tried in the federal courts. And here was the decision. A pardon is not a pardon unless it has been accepted as a pardon. So this tonight that I read, that God gives us all things, and He gives us pardon, is pardon to those who want to accept God's word as pardon. But it's only just as read it, doesn't mean that you are pardoned. It means that you have to accept it as a pardon. That God gave His Son to die in your stead, and is then is a pardon. In the message, what think you of Christ, about the same thing the prophet says?
What think you of Christ?
Paragraph 11. Then it was tried in the Supreme Court of the land. And it was declared that a pardon is not a pardon unless it is accepted. And he says, and salvation through Jesus Christ is not salvation unless it is accepted as salvation. So tonight, my brother and sister, salvation, the prophet saying, is not salvation unless and until you have accepted it as salvation. May I also say tonight, grace is not grace unless and until you have accepted it as grace. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are also some people who are ordained not to accept that grace. In the same manner, there are also people who are ordained to accept grace. You have no choice, my brother. You have no choice if you are ordained to accept grace. Look at
Jonah.
He was told to go to Nineveh. He tried to run away from grace. But can you run away from grace? Never. In the belly of the fish he went until he fulfilled that which he was asked to do by God. I've got good news, my brother, my sister. When grace has been ordained for you, no amount of devils can come your way to obstruct you from accepting or receiving that grace. Judas Iscariot, no matter how much he wanted to accept grace, there was no way he was going to accept it. Even Pharaoh,
Nyangwe Farao.
Maybe let's just read the way how the prophet puts it.
Ngati viringe mataurwa zvinoitwa nemuprofita.
In the message experiences,
paragraph 16.
Men of old, foreordained to this condemnation, that turned the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness. Correctly, foreordained of all to this condemnation, God foreordained it to them. Like Pharaoh, Judas Iscariot, and many of them. Don't tramp on God's property. If God gives you a tag at your heart's door, be the most thankful person there is in this building tonight.
Kana mari vakakwanisa kungokwezva moyo wako, iva munhu anokwanisa kutenda muchivakwa chino manheru ano.
To know that God gives you the privilege to come into his kingdom and knocked at your heart's door and sought.
Kuziva kuti Mwari vakupa, vakutsvaga, vakagogodza mumwoyo wako, vakakupa mukana wekupinda muumambo hwavo.
And sought you out.
Vakakutsvaga vakati uya.
You might be the one of them out there that's on the outside of the kingdom tonight. It is the grace of God that you are here tonight. We talk of Rahab the harlot. It was before grace knocked on her door. Just the mention of Rahab will just send shivers on some sisters. Well said. She was of ill fame. But when amazing grace moved into her neighborhood, her life changed completely. On the other side,
Judas Iscariot,
he was moving in the shadows or the borders of amazing grace. But he failed to accept that grace. He had to fight his way to his total destruction. Brother and sister, you have to thank God for your very situation. Sister Hattie Wright. People were feeling sorry for her. Because they say she was poor. Had unbelieving boys. She could also be had felt poor or even pity or sorry for herself. But one day, when amazing grace was in the neighborhood, when good morning friends was there, good morning friends was narrating a story about the squirrel hunt. Because amazing grace was in the neighborhood, she could only say, that is nothing but the truth. What happened? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Salvation of the two boys. It was granted. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. You might think amazing grace only visits the lowly people or the poor people. One time it went into Shushan. It went into Shushan, the king's palace. And King Vashti was there.
Queen Vashti akanga aripo.
Look at what amazing grace does. It caused Queen Vashti to say the wrong thing. The very reason why she said the wrong thing was because amazing grace was knocking in the neighborhood. There was an Esther somewhere. She was a foreigner. But amazing grace was making the round. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord of amazing grace. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter your status. When amazing grace comes your way, it will change any situation, my brother. Vashti, she was dethroned.
Vashti, akagumurwa, akapewa gupuro.
And Esther, she was promoted to being a queen.
Esther, praise be the name of the Lord.
While she was a queen,
pakangari mambokazi,
just to prove amazing grace is never defeated, my brother. Listen to this. She was about to die. But she realized a pardon is only a pardon when it's accepted. Grace is only grace when it has been accepted. She said, I am a queen by the grace of God. Then she said, I'm going to meet the king, even if it is against the laws of Persia. And when amazing grace struck her, she declared these words: if I perish, I perish. Oh, but when she spoke those words, amazing grace took a hold of those words, went ahead of her, and she went before the king. Because amazing grace had been spoken, the king could not say anything else but just to say this to the golden scepter. Hallelujah. Nothing can stand before amazing grace. Do you have any situation tonight? Just accept amazing grace. How sweet that sounds. Oh, brother. Isaiah 53 tells us of one. He came down from home, all that was good. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Such a statement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Sickness, superstitions, and devils had pinned us down. There was no way the church had gone wrong. The went of the denominational things, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the washing of pots and pans, and the word of God has no effect. But this little dove came down. There has to be one thing that could take place. There had to be a redeemer. But being wounded, broken, beaten, torn, but he knows his way back home. So from Calvary's cross, where they bruised him, where they mashed him, where they tore him like a bunch of wood upon him, he made his flight from Calvary and he landed in his heaven's doors. He said, it is finished. It is finished. They are free. Sickness can be healed now. Sinners can be saved. The captive can be set free. Anyone who is in need of anything tonight, if you can only accept the amazing grace, there is nothing that can stand on your way. I challenge every devil in the name of Jesus tonight.
If it is sickness,
kana uri urwere,
it has to be healed now.
Uri kufanira kupora iko zvino.
If there are demons,
kana ari madimoni,
they have to leave now.
Ari kufanira kutotiza iko zvino.
If it is hate, it has to leave now.
Uri kufanira kuenda iko zvino.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
zita raJesu Kristu,
every foul spirit, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we accepted the amazing grace of God.
Let's turn on our
feet. Don't look at what we have done or not done. Amazing grace, don't look at that. It's just unmerited favor. Oh, look at that thief on the cross. Nothing good he had done all his life. But look at what amazing grace could do. Straight through, he went into heaven. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He went to paradise because of amazing grace. Akaenda paradiso nekuda kwetsitsi dzinoshamisa. Let's close our eyes. Ati tsinzinye meso edu. I'll ask Pastor Bere to come. Chekumbira Pastor Bere kuti vauye. I just feel tonight, if there's something that is troubling you, anything means anything. It is you who is going to define that what that something is. If you are saying, I'm sick and tired of living under my privileges, living a sinful life, you are saying tonight, because of amazing grace, I am accepting that grace tonight. It has to come to an end tonight. Why was this message preached tonight? If grace is accepted as grace, tonight you're going to receive that which you are in need of. And I challenge any devil tonight. Oh brother, you are not a cheap person. The Lord died for you, that you could face the enemy. Oh, I don't care what situation you have. Even if you want your loved ones to come tonight, yes, it is possible. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracious and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
You hung on the cross. What were you doing there, Father? King of glory, most holy God, hanging on a cross with spit on his face. What wrong did you do, Lord? It was me. It was my friends, my brothers and sisters. When you were blotting the handwriting that was against us, Lord. Father, when you took our place, oh God, and you cried out there on the cross, it's finished. And Lord, we are coming tonight, oh my God, not by what we can do, Lord, not by what we shall do, but what thou hast done for us, oh my God. And we know, blessed Heavenly Father, we are a people favored of the Lord, loosed from sin. Our bones and fetters were broken, and we are coming, oh my God, with the understanding in our hearts. It's amazing grace, not what we shall do, Lord. It's already done. It's finished. We are healed. We are loosed. And Father, we are looking the devil right in the face. We are looking cancer in the face. We are looking every demon, Father, in the face. We know, Father, the devil has nothing to do or got with us. We are coming, Lord, and we are saying, Satan, loose the children of God. Take your hands off the property of God. Don't trample on that, on those people. They are gods, purchased of his blood. Loose them right now. Take your hands off. Oh, my Savior divine, may every person, Lord, come to realize that he took our place. Oh, God, and we took his place. And we are the very righteousness of God. We stand today to reflect perfection of all perfection. Oh, my Savior divine. Oh, we want to thank you, my God, for anointing our pastor to bring this message to us, oh God, to bring realization unto your people. That is not what we shall do, not what we're gonna do, oh my God. It's what God has already done. It's finished, and we are free. May the lame, oh precious Father, realize realization. Rise up and walk. Oh God, may the blind eyes just pop open. It's amazing grace. It's not what shall be done by nobody. Jesus has already done it. Let the lame realize that. Let the sick say I'm healed. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ as we bind the devil right now. Oh, and loose the children of God. They are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless our pastor. Strengthen him, oh my God. And continue to reveal more and more of yourself unto him. That when he comes here, Father, he unveils the will of God to us. Oh God, we want to thank you for amazing grace. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.